From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. For Detroit, municipal bankruptcy has made the world aware of what Michigan already knew. Detroit is broke. No matter how it turns out, bankruptcy is not going to change things very quickly. Detroit will still be broke. That's going to force the city to get creative. Detroit has already had to get creative to make ends meet. In part, that's because of a 1-2 punch the city saw to its state revenue sharing payments. First, like all cities, the legislature cut it. Second, part of the revenue sharing is based on population, and Detroit's been losing people like crazy. About a quarter of its population has left in the last 10 years. And the state is not expected to send a lot more money to cities, including Detroit, anytime soon. So...
Well, I think we definitely need to be more creative in how we run and deliver government services.
John Gallagher is a reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Detroit has already entered into all kinds of public-private partnerships and authorities that manage city assets and take their operations costs off the city's books.
They include Eastern Market, Cobo Center, the Riverwalk and Campus Martius were built that way, Detroit Workforce Development Agency, Public Lighting, the Historical Society, and really on and on. And we're talking about doing some more of this with the Water Authority, for example.
We went to the first one on Gallagher's list, Eastern Market, to see if letting someone else manage a city asset works. In 2006, the Eastern Market Corporation took over the operation. Evelyn Tolson has been buying food at the farmer's market for years. She says a renovation of the buildings since the change in management helped a lot.
Well, there was a time when it was really, really raggedy, and that's been much nicer since. I don't know who took over, but I can tell the difference.
And most of the vendors I talked with agree. Don Everett with Appleview Orchard has been selling fruit at the Eastern Market for 47 years. He says getting the city out of the day-to-day management made things better.
Oh, there's a world of difference. I figured this market about now might even not exist here 5 years ago or so. No, it was going downhill, operated terrible. No, there's a big difference.
And there are good reviews of some of the other Detroit city assets that are now being run by nonprofits or in public-private partnerships. Detroit citizens sometimes worry the best of Detroit is being given away to others. That was a loud complaint when Detroit's Belle Isle Park was signed over to the state of Michigan in a 30-year lease agreement. But both the new mayor, Mike Duggan, and the state-appointed emergency manager are thinking about doing even more deals like these. Bill Nalling is the emergency manager's spokesman.
We should always ask, is there a better way to do it that provides better service? But sometimes the answer is no. We're doing it the best way possible by keeping it inside city government.
So the city of Detroit will still run its own emergency services, such as firefighting, ambulances, and police, among other things, and run park maintenance. But city officials are asking for some help. In his State of the City address, Mayor Mike Duggan asked churches and other groups to adopt some of the city parks, cutting the grass and picking up the trash at the parks. And there are other ways to get creative. Detroit could collaborate with surrounding counties and cities. It could privatize more services, as it plans to do with trash pickup. And there could be more public-private deals made as bankruptcy forces the city to do business differently. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.